FM, you will find it all at Pia's with live video games.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola.
Yet another Democrat enters the 2020 race. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
I am running for President of the United States.
Senator Kamala Harris from California on ABC's Good Morning America.
I love my country. And this is a moment in time that I feel a sense of responsibility to stand up and fight for the best of who we are.
Harris joins other Democratic senators, Elizabeth Warren and Kirsten Gillibrand, who are also running. So is Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard, former Congressman John Delaney, and ex-San Antonio Mayor Julian Castro, and many other Democrats are considering a run for president. Senate Republicans may vote tomorrow on President Trump's compromise offer, but Democrats not interested.
We have three words to the president. Open the government.
Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says they'll only negotiate over border wall funding when the partial shutdown is over. It's now day 31. BuzzFeed is standing by its story, claiming President Trump directed his now ex-lawyer Michael Cohen to lie to Congress about his business dealings in Russia, even though the special counsel's office threw cold water on the report. Fox's John Decker's live at the White House.
Contrary to what BuzzFeed reported late last week, President Trump's lawyer Rudy Giuliani said Sunday on NBC's Meet the Press that Mr. Trump advised his former fixer Michael Cohen to be honest when he appeared before lawmakers on Capitol Hill.
Categorically, I can tell you, his counsel to Michael Cohen throughout that entire period was tell the truth.
Giuliani also said discussions about building a Trump Tower in Moscow lasted up until Election Day. A spokesman for the special counsel, Robert Mueller, called the story not accurate. Dave?
John, a 19-year-old accused cop killer, will be charged with capital murder the day after an officer was shot in Mobile, Alabama.
Tremendously sad day for Officer Tudor and his family. Our heartfelt condolences go out to his wife, Chrissy, and his mother and daddy and his in-laws.
That's Mobile Mayor Sandy Simpson. This is Fox News.
All money managers might seem the same, but while some give their clients cookie-cutter portfolios, Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to your goals and needs. Some only call when they have something to sell. Fisher calls regularly, so you stay informed. And while some advisors are happy to earn commissions whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come from other money managers. So if you're in or nearing retirement, talk with us and find out why investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
A quadruple murder is being investigated in Oregon, but there would have been more victims if the killer wasn't killed.
Clackamas County Sheriff's Office says Mark Gago killed his parents, his girlfriend, and their infant daughter at a home they all shared on Saturday. Gago was shot dead by police before he could murder his girlfriend's 8-year-old daughter from another relationship. An adult also survived and is being treated for injuries. Sheriff Sergeant Brian Jensen says a gun wasn't Gago's weapon of choice.
They were not shot. We're not sure what was used at this time. I've been told that there are numerous weapons, swords, things of that nature.
Jensen says detectives are trying to determine what weapons were used in the murders. The victims range in age from 9 months to 66 years. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
The world's oldest man has died.
Masazo Nonaka passes away at the age of 113. Granddaughter Yuko Nonaka says her grandfather Masazo died peacefully in his sleep from natural causes during the early morning hours of Sunday. Masazo and his family ran a hot springs inn for four generations. Guinness World Records certified Masazo as the world's oldest living man at 112 years, 259 days as of April 2018. Granddaughter Yuko says her grandfather enjoyed sweets and would regularly soak in the family in springs. Masazo outlived all seven siblings, his wife, and three of their five children. Mike Piazza, Fox News.
For the third year in a row, the Patriots will be in the Super Bowl.
Great way to end it. I was probably as excited as I've been in a long time.
That's quarterback Tom Brady led New England to an overtime win, beating the Chiefs in Kansas City 37-31 to win the AFC Championship. The LA Rams also needed OT to take the NFC crown, beating the New Orleans Saints 23-20.
You know, we're excited about getting a chance to move on and play in Atlanta. Wow.
That's where Coach Sean McVay's Rams will play the Patriots in 13 days. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
ESPN 93.5, I'm Diane Ducey. Stevie J traveling in Asia. Back in studio tomorrow, we've got a report that he's filed. We've got your local news now, and it's brought to you by Houlihan's and the iHotel and Conference Center. It was a terrific place for us to go for the Cardinal Caravan on Friday. Lots of terrific fans and the panel discussion, the question and answers, the prizes, the support we had for the Illini Land FCA. A really good day for us on Friday, so we appreciate all the Cardinal fans coming out. And we'll talk more about that coming up shortly. Houlihan's is gearing up for Restaurant Week. That starts on Friday. ESPN 93.5 with your local news at 8:05.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The Champaign Police Department is investigating fraudulent activity after being alerted by two local businesses that their payment machines were compromised by skimming devices, a malicious credit debit card reader attached to the real payment terminal or inserted inside by scammers to steal financial and personal information from unwitting customers. Police identified two white male suspects who entered the Circle K gas station at 1301 South Mattis and the Mach 1 gas station at 902 West Bloomington on January 15th. To initiate the scam. No injuries in an apartment fire in White Heath. The building was engulfed in flames when crews got there at about 4:30 p.m. yesterday. The family did lose their pets. Six fire crews turned out to help fight the blaze. No word yet on a cause. Damage was estimated at $70,000. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Enjoy the area's best dining opportunities during Restaurant Week. Here's your chance to step up to the plate January 25th through February 2nd and enjoy some really fine food. There's a complete and varied selection of delectables awaiting your appetite, like at Houlihan's Restaurant. It's an experience that will awaken your taste buds and make your senses sing with their gourmet and made-from-scratch dishes. Houlihan's, a great place to start your 9-day adventure in eating during Restaurant Week. Find out more at restaurantweek.com. Your forecast at 8:07. In a word, cold today. The exposed areas of your body should be covered up. Don't stay outside long. Take breaks if you do work outside and get yourself warmed up. Today's high 18, 16 our low tonight, 37 the high tomorrow, an 80% chance of precipitation coming our way in the form of rain or freezing rain, maybe even some light snow on Tuesday night, low 27. 27 the high on Wednesday, down to 16 in the evening. 26 the high on Thursday, and only up to 11 with sunshine expected on Friday. Did you catch the lunar eclipse yesterday? Beautiful. So many area photographers with some excellent photography work I was seeing on social media. And those enthusiasts that went out to Parkland with Starkle Planetarium and my friend David Leake talking about it. Good stuff happening in our area as we had great viewing of that solar eclipse yesterday. Stevie J following reports from Asia as he wraps up his tour with Stevie J Travel.
Hey, good Monday morning, Diane. We are off the ship. Had an incredible cruise around Asia on the Sapphire Princess from Princess Cruise Lines. They are the owner of Carnival as well. Our ship was really, really good. We had a great time. It was built in 2004, 120,000 tons, 2,900 passengers, 1,100 crew, 4,000 people aboard, 18 stories, 5 dining rooms, dancing, embarkation, and went really smoothly. We landed in Singapore. We got off our ship about 9 in the morning, and again, very orderly. Princess did a very nice job in coordinating all that. And then after we left our ship, we started getting hungry because, as you can imagine, on a cruise ship, you tend to eat. And then you eat some more. I mean, it's tough not to gain some weight on this thing. It just, the food is so good. It is so available. We really had fun. And our favorite part of these cruises is eating as a family at dinner time. No phones, they don't work. food, 2 hours laughing. It's fantastic, and it's something I would really recommend. Having been cruising for 20 years, it's just a fabulous way to travel. And it's not anything you immerse yourself in when you are on a cruise. You simply sample, and then you decide whether you want to ever go back. So on this Grand Asia trip, we landed in Shanghai, as you'll remember. I gave you reports from every place we've been. We went from Shanghai, went up to Nagasaki, Japan, went to Busan, South Korea, then to Hong Kong, then to Ho Chi Minh City, formerly Saigon, Vietnam, into Bangkok, Thailand, and Koh Samui Island, and then in here to Singapore. And along the way, we figured we touched about 60 million people from the standpoint of populations of these various places we visited. And it just really was illuminating to see, you know, so many beautiful things, so many sad things, so many people. And it really struck me as we left the ship here today, you know, there are people struggling every day just to eat. And we saw plenty of that. Some severe poverty. And you're saying, man, they're just hoping they're able to feed their kids that day. And in America, we're blessed with so much. You know, sometimes some of the subjects matters we discuss and argue about don't seem relevant to a great part of the world. We'd never been over to this side, never been over to Asia, had never seen some of these cities. And again, it's been a terrific trip. So we've left the ship, now a few days here in Singapore, and from first blush, from first look, Diane, looks like a tremendous city. So really looking forward to exploring Singapore, population 5.2 million, and not much area. So I'll give you some reports here as we go. We will be back tonight. It's going to be weird to say, hey, in Singapore Monday, back on the radio in the studio at the Pines in Urbana on Tuesday. But that's how it works when you go that direction, because obviously when you fly toward China or New Zealand, you skip a day. You lose 15 hours. Coming back, you get it all back. So our flight will be scheduled to leave Singapore at 10 in the morning, arrive in San Francisco at 8:30 in the morning, same morning, and then leave for Chicago 1:35 into the Windy City, hopefully weather permitting. At about 7:30, we'll drive back to Stevie J Broadcasting at about 11 o'clock or so is what we're expecting coming up tonight. So in any event, we'll give you some more reports as we go along in Singapore, just off the ship, off the beautiful Sapphire Princess. We'll talk in just a bit, Diane. I'm Stevie J in Singapore, ESPN 93.5.
Stevie J Travel presents 2019. Enjoy many great group trips to incredible destinations. Maybe it's Alaska or Canyon Country with Mary Beth Korosik, or a trip down the Rhine River with Janet and me. Or maybe you're interested in our Weapons of World War II trip. All you have to do to find out more is visit StevieJTravel.com. Again, StevieJEYTravel.com. And join us in 2019. Where do you want to go?
New Year's resolutions are easy to make, but tough to keep. Busey promises the support you need to achieve your financial dreams. From planning for retirement to saving for college, the experts at Busey Wealth Management are dedicated to your financial future. Let our experienced team help you plan for and accomplish your dreams for tomorrow, today. Busey, your dream, our promise.
If you're looking for a great car dealership, look no further than Honda BMW of Champaign. Ben Quattrone and his team just received the Honda President's Award in 2017, meaning they're one of the best Honda dealerships in America. They offer great deals. They have a tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time and customer service that'll keep you coming back. So before you buy, make sure you give the award-winning Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Just off Neil at Brewash and Savoy, online, Drive Champaign. Champagne.com.
Hi, Diane. We're in Nagasaki, and I just wanted to say a shout-out to Ben Quattrone at Honda BMW, DriveChampagne.com, because when else would I want? I told him I'd do a report from Japan, where Honda is from, and obviously I love working with Ben. He's He's a great guy and has an amazing dealership. So, I'm in Japan doing a Honda commercial for you because you are an award-winning dealership, Honda President's Award. If you want to go get great service, you want to have great people around you, you go to Honda BMW. Just go online at drivechampagne.com, drivechampagne.com, and say hey to my friend Ben Quattrone and tell him you heard Stevie J talking about his dealership just off Neil at Burwash and Savoy, live from Japan on ESPN 93.5.
Pretty cool to do a shout-out all the way from the other side of the world for Honda BMW with their award-winning dealership service before, during, and after the sale. Stevie J's trip concluding tomorrow, Austin. He should be back in studio.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear all about his experiences. I know he's talked a lot about them on the radio, but just to get the really inside track on what Asia is like is going to be super exciting to hear.
Exactly. Well, where should we start? How about basketball? Iowa was just on.
Yeah, lighting up the three-point line.
Yes.
71% from the three-point line or something outrageous like that.
A school record.
Yeah, it was absolutely unreal. The D-line defense couldn't do much to stop them. Whenever a team is hot, they're absolutely hot.
Yep.
And the Illinois offense just couldn't quite keep up. In the second half, Georgie and Io got going a little bit, but in the first half, they really struggled. A back-to-reality moment after the Illini-Minnesota win.
That's right. Freshman from the Hawkeyes, Joe Weiskamp, 24 points. He was just on fire.
I mean,
what can you do about it? And the Illini women lost to number 22, Iowa. Similar score, 94-75 was the final. Brandi Beasley was hot for the Illini, but... man, just not enough to cut it.
Iowa has had Illinois' number in football, women's basketball, and now basketball.
Dang it.
It's been unreal.
That's right.
Those dang Hawkeyes.
So tonight we have, as far as Big Ten action, Nebraska's at Rutgers, number 6 Michigan State hosting number 19 Maryland. An upset in top 25 basketball yesterday with Boston College beating number 11 Florida State 87-82. We have the Bulls at Cleveland tonight. Pacers hot over the Charlotte Hornets, 120-95 with Victor Oladipo leading the team. NHL action tonight. Blackhawks over the Washington Capitals, 8-5. Jonathan Taves with 3 goals. NHL has the St. Louis Blues and LA Kings tonight. Well, I've been kind of saving it for the end because our Super Bowl is set up. How are you feeling about the NFC and AFC championships?
The NFC title game, you had that big no call on the pass interference, which was, I can't blame officials when a team gives up a lead like that. I just keep the foot on the accelerator, then you have no one to blame at all. You'll just win the game.
Mm-hmm.
And in the AFC, I liked that Patriots-Chiefs game. It was a fun game to watch, but Tom Brady in overtime, opponents have had the ball like for 11 seconds in his last three overtime playoff appearances.
Yeah.
It's just that's the reason why he's the GOAT. And there's nothing any team can do about it outside of the Philadelphia Eagles last year in the Super Bowl.
And 3 straight with the Patriots in it. I mean, that's a yawner for me. I mean, I guess I'll root for the L.A. Rams just to be anti-Patriots.
Yeah, the whole country is Rams fans outside of East Coast.
Right. I don't know if Stevie J has heard the word about his Saints losing in overtime. And that controversial play, here we are in the studios, and we just keep seeing this play over and over again. And, you know, evidently one of the officials reached out to Peyton and said, you know, I blew the call or something. So, you know, what are your feelings about that?
I mean, you could go one of two options. Number one, that there's always going to be mistakes on the game, and it's going to affect both sides throughout the game itself. It's just that one call at the end is going to garner the most attention. Or you can look at it the other way and say that this might be the big play that says that pass interference calls might be subject to review now.
Mm-hmm.
And every single play will be under review. And I don't know how that's going to affect a game, the length of it. And it's just going to be interesting to see how the NFL reacts since it was such on a national stage and everyone's talking about it.
That's right. Well, thanks for poking in.
Not a problem. Jeremy's back.
Yes. and our father to me has a new home and a new studio. Mm-hmm. So pretty cool stuff for him in this new chapter of life. And we have Deion Thomas
here. Yes, he's going to be on the phone. He has a business meeting, so he'll be on at 10:30.
All right. Well, always good to get his input on how our Illini did against that loss.
Absolutely.
Against Iowa. Austin Berkland joining me here at ESPN 93.5 as we now get into your weather forecast, which, in a word, is cold with a temperature of 5 right now, up to 18, down to 16, at least partly sunny conditions. And we've got more clouds on tomorrow's forecast and an 80% chance of precipitation that'll come our way. Breezy with a high 37, down to 27. 27 with clouds on Wednesday, partly sunny Thursday, high 26, 11. The high as we wrap up the week Friday with sunshine. Our forecast brought to you by Provident Financial Group. Partnerships you can trust. They're bringing on this Fox Business Minute, too, that comes your way at 20 after on ESPN 93.5.
From the Fox Business Network, U.S. stock markets are closed today for the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. holiday, but futures traded in a shortened session and were lower after a disappointing economic report from China. Its economic growth last year slowed to 6.6%, the weakest reading since 1990. It's believed the trade conflict with the U.S. contributed to slower growth. Starbucks is among U.S. companies doing business in China that could be impacted by slower growth there. However, RBC Capital Markets says Starbucks appears to be reviving its business in North America and sales are improving. Google Maps is adding a new feature that was on old GPS devices, the speed limit. The Verge says Google has been rolling out the feature to Google Maps on iPhone and Android devices. On Friday, the Dow was up 336. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
And Sandra Smith.
We hit the door at 110 miles an hour every morning. And if we're not moving at that speed, our colleagues will fly right by us.
Our job is to facilitate smart conversations so that the people who are watching us can better understand what's happening in the world.
To go deeper, to find a different question that other people are not asking. That's the real challenge.
To give it to you straight, bad or good, like it or not, deliver the news.
Fox News Channel, real news, real honest opinion.
This is Eric Bullen with Provident Financial Group. At Provident, our job is to help clients plan for and get through some of life's toughest challenges. Our mission is to provide each of our clients with individualized strategies, premier service, and independent thinking to help them achieve their financial goals. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign, or call 217-366-3456, or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
8:22, I'm Diane Ducey. Stevie J wrapping up his tour of Asia. Should be back in studio tomorrow with Stevie J Travel. It's been a wonderful vacation for him. And for Martin Luther King Jr. Day, some people working, some people not. Thanks for taking us along on ESPN 93.5. I know we're moving and shaking over at Carl, redefining healthcare around you. Ashley Lingefelter, my guest. And she's been going with the flow over at Carl.
I'm doing well and currently just going with the flow.
Exactly. So Carl's women's and children's services are growing, some new expansions. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, so, yes, we are definitely growing. I was just talking over this over with our staff, really showing them what the numbers look like. But basically, what we have seen is around about a 10% growth in the number of patients that were, or deliveries that we're having here at Carl. And there was a need for more space. So what we've done is really just, we've just expanded, and we have opened 6 beds on a new unit in the hospital with the staff to go with. So, again, just trying to keep up with our, you know, the growing community, the growing patient population. And so we saw a need and we made it happen.
So you're expanding because the need is there. How many babies are born a month at Carl?
Round about 250 per month.
Wow.
Yes. That's so we so stay exciting. Pretty busy.
Well, and there's more high-risk pregnancies from our area, huh?
There are. We are a level 3 perinatal center, so we are the place to come if you have any labor complication. If you have a normal delivery, we're the place to go. So, again, yeah, that, you know, moms are getting sicker in their pregnancies, and we are the place to go. So we want to be able to manage those patients and serve them as well as those in the community just having a, you know, a fairly uncomplicated pregnancy as well.
Well, things sure change in labor and delivery. Ashley Lingefelter, I know you're up with the changes at Carle. What are some of the new things you're seeing in this industry?
Oh, gosh. Well, a lot of change. We've made a lot of changes in the Carle organization as a whole. Not many that I can speak to in great detail, but, you know, what I know is OB. That's what I'm passionate about. I'm really excited about the things that we're doing in the organization. But, again, specifically, we are growing and we're ready for it. Baby-friendly specifically is another thing in our area that we have been able to accomplish. We spent a couple of years really ensuring that we can provide the best care for mom and baby, and being baby-friendly really allows us to focus on that. Rooming in, ensuring safe sleep, and really preparing moms and babies for what it's like to be at home.
There's so many great things that go along with that, being baby-friendly, encouraging that better bonding and the breastfeeding, mm-hmm. and keeping the moms and babies together almost the whole time.
Yes, yes, and we strive to do that. You know, with the expansion of this unit, the room is set up a little bit differently. They do stay in one room the entire duration of their stay, which is different than the other units that I manage, but the focus is the same no matter where you go, and that's really keeping those moms and babies together, again, to promote breastfeeding, safe sleep, and really preparing those families for when they return home.
Well, and the spacious sleep suites for your partner is a great idea.
Yes, yeah, space is definitely needed, and so allowing the room to, you know, have your partner participate in the care, stay with you, again, to prepare for what it's going to be like at home, is a really nice amenity in the rooms in our new unit.
It's really probably soothing then for the baby once the baby comes into this new world. And the bonding is just so essential. I think these are great steps you're outlining for us. Ashley Lingefelter is with us on ESPN 93.5, the manager of labor and delivery and an RN at Carle. How much do moms benefit from some of these changes?
You know, believe it or not, again, that rooming in, while you think, you know, I have a new baby and man, that delivery was exhausting, having your baby with you does promote sleep for mom and baby. Also for baby, I think it less crying, that promotion of breastfeeding. I think all of those things really put mom at ease because we are finding that it is really successful. So again, it is hard to breastfeed, but when you do the necessary steps, then it makes things so much easier, and the moms are seeing the benefit of that. We support moms no matter what feeding choice they have, but for those, like I said, specifically who are wanting to breastfeed, they see that benefit in the rooming in. They see the benefit on this new unit, building their relationships with the staff. So this new unit has dedicated staff that, again, follows them through the duration of their stay. So even building our relationships with the nursing team has been a huge benefit that I've noticed the patients have seen already.
Well, with these enhancements in that labor and delivery at Carle and the lower levels of stress that you're talking about and less crying, is there less postpartum depression for mom?
Absolutely. The research and studies show that there are benefits to mom and baby, and that decrease in postpartum depression is definitely one of them. You know, we want to focus on mental health in a pregnancy, and this is one of the ways that we can tackle that. We still screen, we still have these discussions, but that is an added benefit of that rooming in, and that comes with the baby friendly that we've gotten.
The obstetrics and NICU and pediatric transport teams are also available at Carle for quick and safe decisions that a family has to make, right?
Yes, they are. So I also have the OB transport team, and we are growing as a group of nurses that are really passionate about keeping mom and baby safe, getting them here safely for a safe delivery. And there is another manager who has the pediatric NICU transport team, and that's their same focus. Again, nurses that are really passionate about providing that type of care, going out in the field, using their critical thinking skills, and making the best decisions to ensure a safe mom and safe baby.
Ashley, how long have you been doing this?
Oh, gosh. Well, I've been iCarl my entire nursing career. I've been always an OB, and I am a new leader. So I have been in this unit for 7 or 8 years and then new to the manager role in June. So I'm really excited. I've been able to grow in this unit. It's my home. Carl is my home, and I couldn't be happier.
Nice. Ashley Lingefelter, my guest today on ESPN 93.5. Wow, the moving and shaking at Carl's Women's and Children's Services really growing, and I'm just so thrilled to get the insight. It's so exciting. It must be really fun to come to work every day.
Yes, it's just something different and something new every day.
So in case people want to follow up and get more details, I assume they can just hit carl.com and get more details about L&D.
Yes, they can. We're trying to get the information out as soon as we have it, so updates to come.
Thanks for being on the radio, ESPN 93.5.
Pia's opens every morning, daily at 7 a.m. You will find it all at Pia's with live video gaming, sports, food, drinks, and fun. See you at Pia's, West Springfield Avenue in Champaign. Serving food 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. and drinks until 2 a.m. daily. Pia serves up its famous 10-ounce Slugger Burger along with great wings and so much more. You will find it all at Pia's with live video gaming, sports, food, drinks, and fun. See you at Pia's, West Springfield Avenue in Champaign.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. California Senator Kamala Harris throws her hat in the ring.
I am running for president of the United States.
Yeah.
Well, and I'm very excited about it.
Senator Harris on ABC's Good Morning America joining the other Democrats who've announced 2020 presidential campaigns or committees to look into the idea, at least. Democrats and some Republicans are rejecting President Trump's offer of temporary protection for some people here illegally in exchange for border wall money.
Vice President Mike Pence made the case for the measure on Fox News Sunday.
The president is offering a solution. And what we have from Democrat leadership so far is just sound bites.
Some hardline conservatives don't like the proposal, calling it amnesty. The vice president says that's not the case because it offers no permanent status.
There's no pathway to citizenship.
The Senate expected to take up the proposal tomorrow.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. This is Fox News.
We've got your local news on ESPN 93.5, and it's brought to you by Classic Plumbing. Honest, affordable, and professional with a 2-year warranty on all their work. Call Tim Culver. Maybe you have some frozen pipe issues on this bitterly cold morning. We're at 5 degrees right now. His crew at 586-PIPE, their Facebook page, or ClassicPlumbingInc.com.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A warning from Champaign police about an increase in delivery robberies. Police said since November 1st of last year, Champaign police have gotten 9 reports of delivery robberies, mostly to pizza delivery drivers completing an order. In each known event, the suspects are believed to have only stolen food after verbally threatening physical harm to the driver. Police say if a robbery does occur, remain calm and comply with the robber's demands. As best possible, try and recall details of the robbery. And most importantly, call 911 as soon as possible. If you've been concerned that your upcoming travel plans could be hurt by the TSA staffing shortages tied to the federal government shutdown, this should help. The TSA is calling in backup officers to compensate for a rise in absences of airport screeners. The TSA agents have been ordered to work during the shutdown without pay. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
According to Classic Plumbing, these facts are essential for good work. Classic plumbers are experienced, qualified, and consistent. Right up front, you'll know all the work is warranted for 2 years. Their $55 diagnostic fee covers your estimate and applies to your job. Classic Plumbing promotes a culture of doing good work and hiring outstanding local people. Tim Culver's Classic Plumbing in Urbana and Mahomet get you technology with a tradition of value. Call 586-PIPE. Look them up on Facebook or online, ClassicPlumbingInc.com. Our forecast is bitterly cold this morning, but once we're out of the game and get past these single digits, we've got a high of 18 expected for Martin Luther King Jr. Day, down to around 16 this evening with partly cloudy conditions. More clouds on Tuesday with a high 37, then an 80% chance of precipitation. That could be rain, freezing rain, with the breezy conditions that could also turn to snow in the evening with a low of 27. 27, the high on Wednesday. Down to 17, 26, partly cloudy on Thursday, sunshine Friday, but the high only 11. We're currently at 5, the wind chill at 9 below zero. Your forecast is brought to you by American Eagle Auto Glass. So fun to see Wade Adams at the Cardinal Caravan at the iHotel and Conference Center on Friday. Boy, that was a fun time as we high-fived our St. Louis Cardinal fans, and they enjoyed the presentation from the panel. By the way, American Eagle Auto Glass is at 706 Bloomington Road in Champaign. In case you have one of those pesky spider cracks or chips on your windshield, get it taken care of with the windshield replacement experts. American Eagle Auto Glass. Stevie J reporting with Stevie J Travel.
We've just checked into the Fullerton Hotel. The Fullerton Hotel used to be a post office here probably 100 years ago. They have converted it to a hotel, and we just walked in our room, and it is a high ceiling. We just found a button that opened the curtains automatically, Diane. It's unbelievable. And we're just walking into the bathroom, and you can hear the echoey of the bathroom. And then, oh my gosh, look at that toilet. Oh my gosh, the toilet moves! The toilet lid went up. That toilet lid has gone up by itself. Does that say heated? That says heated.
Oh, my God.
It's a heated. I've never seen anything like it. I think Kohler in Wisconsin sells that for $2,700. It's in my bathroom in Singapore. Are you kidding me? I don't even know what is a bad day? What's a bad day?
Bidet.
Oh, a bidet. Oh, I think I don't need any more explanation. And there's a remote control for the toilet.
You can do.
I don't know if I want to know all of those controls.
Dryer.
Listen, we at Stevie J Travel.
Heated seat.
Oh, my goodness. Stevie J Travel likes to stay in good hotels. We're in the Marriott in Shanghai, which is pretty phenomenal. And here we are. It's called the Fullerton. Google image Fullerton in Singapore. And, Diane, you're going to see the kind of incredible hotel that we're staying in. Now, we have the Chinese New Year's around here. We drove in on the bus. It was really a clean-looking city. It's. I've heard all kinds of incredible things about Singapore, but this is our first trip here. And it's come a long way in 50 years. It was essentially a third-world country in the 60s, and it has come so far. I mean, you should see how clean the streets are. Now, the other side of that is our tour director on our bus that gave us a tour of the city. She said, you are guilty until proven innocent in Singapore. And there are fines. There's a t-shirt going around that says, Singapore's a fine, F-I-N-E, fine city, meaning you get fined for everything. Chew gum, $200. Litter, $300. Litter the second offense, $500. You litter a third time, you have to wear an orange shirt and pick up trash. In the subway, we saw it says, what were the words they used? It was something about, essentially, if you dress inappropriately, if you are some sort of dress outrage, I think is the word they used. 2 years in jail, caning, like they hit you in the back with bamboo, and a fine. So it's very strict. But so far, early results, it's a clean city. There are 5.2 million people in Singapore. We will investigate. I think we're planning to go to Little India. And then there's an Arab district. There's a Chinatown. And we will explore all of it, and I'll be able to report back just a little bit. But a beautiful hotel room. I've never done a hotel room bathroom description on the air. It's a radio first. And by the way, we have been blessed to travel all over the place, and I've tried to bring a lot of it to you. This is the furthest point I've ever broadcast from, Diane. We are 10,000 miles away from the studios at the Pines in Urbana, Stevie J Broadcasting. So I'm very excited to be with you this morning. I will come back in just a little bit. We'll give you a little more detail. We are preparing here in just a day or so. We'll fly home. We'll be back tonight. And that will be, it's going to be weird because Tuesday, when I'm on with you in the studio,
I'll be able to say yesterday I was in Singapore, 10,000 miles away, because we gain all those hours back. So while it takes us like a day and a half, 2 days to get here via the clock, coming back, we all come in the same day. It's pretty amazing. Okay, talk to you in just a little bit. I'm Stevie J, live in Singapore at the Fullerton Hotel. Another update coming up soon. ESPN 93.5.
Pretty neat experience. Stevie J Travel bringing it your way. It is 8:38 on ESPN 93.5 as Stevie J experiences Singapore and wraps us his vacation.
Hey, Diane. Okay, we're in Singapore. We just got back from Little India. This is an entire section of Singapore that's Indian, from like India. And they had all kinds of things. I think Diwali maybe is the festival they're celebrating, but it was very festive. Lots of paint, lots of things going on in Little India. Then we went over to the Arab district, and it's mostly Muslim. And it's a fascinating area that has an amazing array of things. Persian rug store after Persian rug store. And we actually bought a Persian rug, so very excited about that. They have to ship that home. Prices are good. You can negotiate a little bit. So we spent, there's a ginormous gold-domed mosque, and a call to prayer, I think, five times a day. And so we were right in the middle of their culture. It's fascinating. And very nice people. We enjoyed that. We ate at a Turkish restaurant, which, you know, sometimes we're a little apprehensive because we want to be careful what we're eating. But I was able to find French fries and some sort of a calzone at a Turkish restaurant, so it was all good. So that was really fun. Then we found Chinatown, and it's, you know, lots of cool Chinese items and kind of the area for Chinese. But Singapore is incredibly diverse, and it's, you know, a large portion Hindu, a large portion Buddhist, a pretty big portion, I think 25% or so are Christian, and of course Muslim. So you have a real mix of people here. And the thing that is extraordinarily incredible as we walk around Singapore is it is so clean. It came to mind, I was walking around Epcot. It's that kind of clean where it's kind of manufactured, but there's 5 million people here, and it doesn't feel crowded. And the streets are super clean. They're just, you don't see anything. You don't see sketchy people. You don't see anything. It's clean. And it has to be as a result of their incredibly strict laws here. They have a bunch of laws. They fine people left and right. Although, I'll be very honest, the time we've been in Singapore, haven't seen any police officers. I thought there'd be much more police presence. Haven't seen any. But I think the people that come to Singapore know. In fact, it says it right on my piece of paper that came with our visa as we entered this nation, which, by the way, is smaller in size. Singapore, with 5 million people, is smaller in landmass than Champaign County. Believe it or not, Champaign County is bigger than Singapore. Amazing. So anyway, what it said on the card as we entered this country, it said drug dealers penalty by death. And they have an incredible casino here at the Marina Bay Sands, which is this unbelievable hotel with a cruise ship. You've got to Google image Marina Bay Sands, Singapore. Unbelievable. It's right next to our hotel, the Fullerton. I already explained the bathrooms and the unbelievable bathroom we have at the Fullerton with automatic seat that goes up and down and heated. It's just unbelievable. And we're coming from parts of Shanghai that had squatty potties and no paper kind of stuff. So, you know, we've seen all kinds of varying degrees. So we're excited about a Western style toilet. So anyway, in Singapore, it's incredibly clean, but they're extraordinarily strict. So if you are a drug dealer, you're dead. The bad people just aren't going to come here because they know that you die by death. If you murder somebody, if you kidnap somebody, and if you're a drug dealer, they just kill you. There's not a lot of questions asked. You're guilty. Our tour leader said you are guilty in Singapore till proven innocent. Is that not completely backwards from our system? Now, that being said, you should see this city. I cannot tell you another city I visited that is as clean. The subways are unbelievable. You could eat off the floors in the subways. We know that's not the case in Chicago and New York. And we know that you know, they probably go too far, obviously, with their laws and the way they are strict with their people. But the result is an amazing Epcot, I'm Disneyland kind of feeling. You would like visiting Singapore. If you ever get a chance, a direct flight will go, actually, there's no direct flight from Chicago. Chicago, San Francisco, Singapore, $1,200 off the rack, I think, pretty much. But some of these hotels, the Raffles is actually closed. Raffles, a famous man who kind of built Singapore back in the early 1800s. That hotel has been closed for renovation. We did go to the Long Bar. I had a taste of the Singapore Sling, which is a 100-year-old drink that essentially was able to mask the way women were able to drink back in the day. So they put it kind of in a fruit punch, and they called it the Singapore Sling. So I tasted that. So we are still got some things to do here in Singapore. I'll check back in here in just a bit, Diane. Again, thank you for all your work filling in. This is Stevie J. We'll be back tonight and back on the radio with you tomorrow, live in the studio in Urbana. And I'll be able to say yesterday I was in Singapore. It's just amazing how all that works. All right, Diane, thank you. Talk to you in just a bit. ESPN 93.5.
Stevie J Travel presents 2019. Enjoy many great group trips to incredible destinations. Maybe it's Alaska or Canyon Country with Mary Beth Porosik, or a trip down the Rhine River with Janet and me. Or maybe you're interested in our Weapons of World War II trip. All you have to do to find out more is visit StevieJTravel.com. Again, StevieJAYTravel.com. And join us in 2019. Where do you want to go?
The 4th annual See Who's Got Talent is taking over the stage at the Virginia Theater. This combined talent show and fundraiser is hosted by the Champaign West Rotary to benefit local charities. Join us on Saturday, February 2nd for an evening of great local talent and a silent auction with the net proceeds benefiting Daily Bread Soup Kitchen, Francis Nelson Health Center, and Family Service of Champaign County, along with other charities through Champaign West Rotary Charities. For more information and tickets, visit seeyougottalent.org. This station's parent company, CBJ Broadcast, is a proud sponsor of CU's Got Talent.
Yeah, it was great visiting with Champaign West Rotary Becky Preston about that event coming up on February 2nd, 6 to 9 at the Virginia. CUGotTalent.org to get your tickets. Well, we have the LA Rams and the New England Patriots set up for that February 3rd Super Bowl activity, Super Bowl 53 in Atlanta. After the Rams beat Stevie's New Orleans Saints 26-23 in overtime, and the Patriots over the Kansas City Chiefs in overtime 37-31. Big Ten action last night had the number 23 Iowa Hawkeyes over the Illini 95-71. Also on the women's side, number 22 Iowa beat our Illini women's team 94-75. Big Ten action tonight. Nebraska is at Rutgers, and number 6 Michigan State hosting number 19 Maryland. An upset in top 25 basketball last night, 87-82. Boston College beat number 11 Florida State. On to the pro boards, where we had the Pacers over the Charlotte Hornets, 120-95. The Bulls are at Cleveland tonight. On ice, Jonathan Toews with 3 goals. Blackhawks over the Washington Capitals. That makes 5 straight losses for the Capitals. 8-5 was the final. And we have the St. Louis Blues at L.A. to take on the Kings. Adam Long in golf, 7-under to win on the PGA Tour. That does it for sports. I'm Diane Ducey, back with the forecast in a moment. And Stevie J had a chance to visit with the captain of the ship.
Hi, this is Max from MX Electric. I wanted to give a big thank you to everyone for making us your number one electrician. As a proud veteran, I learned the value of hard work, long days, and taking pride in what I do. So when you need the very best, I want you to give Nikita a call at 217-359-7293 and let us come out and show you why we were voted number one.
Relax, call back, 217-359-7293.
Hi, I'm Vanessa Duncan with Special Olympics Illinois Region I, and I'm inviting you to the 2019 Law Enforcement Torch Run, Polar Plunge, and Donut Dash at Lake of the Woods in Mahomet, Saturday, March 9th, with our Donut Dash starting at 9 a.m. and our Polar Plunge kicking off at noon. We are hashtag freezing for a reason this year at the Mahomet Lake of the Woods Polar Plunge and Donut Dash on Saturday, March 9th. Join our Plunge Ambassadors, Sarah Mintz and Emerson York, and register today at plungeillinois.com.
Our forecast calls for a high of 18. 16 are low tonight. Temperatures not fluctuating much. It's just that we're in the single digits right now for Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Up to 37 tomorrow with some clouds, then rain, freezing rain, breezy conditions that could turn to snow late, and a low 27 Tuesday night. Wednesday's high at 27, down to 17. 26 the high on Thursday, partly cloudy. Sunshine Friday, but a high 11 expected. Right now we're at 5 and it feels like 9 below on ESPN 93.5. Again, pretty fascinating stuff on this trip, and pretty neat to be able to experience Stevie J's Asian tour as he talked with Princess Sapphire's captain. Here's the report on ESPN 93.5.
Tiger Woods in him. He's got that good look. Talking with Marcus, cruise director, Marcus Fuentes. He is the cruise director on the Princess Sapphire. Sapphire Princess, he's terrific at what he does. Comfortable on stage. Why don't you tell me exactly, when I say cruise director, what does it mean?
Cruise director means you're probably the, well, not probably, you are the voice and the face of the ship, of any cruise ship you're assigned to. So, you know, every single night you'll be on a big stage. You are introducing the main shows in the theater, getting everybody comfortable, relaxed, and make sure everybody's having a good time, having a great time, actually. Let's reword that, on a cruise ship every single day.
And you have to be on all the time.
On is one of the big things as a cruise director, because you're always on stage. You know, walking around, you, as much as I hate to say it, you are a celebrity on a cruise ship, and you got to accept it. As much as I'm happy to be able to turn it on, it's always great to have the skill and have the ability to turn it off. So I do that, and I do a lot of meditation practices. Otherwise, just my brain's gonna go.
I mean, seriously, when we're at sea, you're around the whole day. I mean, it starts early and ends late, right?
Yeah, sea day is about you're looking between upwards of 9 to 11 hours on a day at sea. You got maybe an hour or two, an hour and a half tops for lunch. You got your bite, maybe chill out, read a book or something, get your brain off. You're back at it, and by 5 o'clock to about 7 is another part of your me time, and that's my time where I go for a run, go to the gym, because you gotta have these time for yourselves. Otherwise,
but you can't walk on this ship without people stopping you.
No, so I got the headphones in when I'm running around the open decks. I'll smile away if hello, but you know.
And how long have you been doing this?
I've only been a cruise director for a year, but I've been with Princess for 8 years. Started off as an assistant cruise director DJ, and then worked my way to just assistant cruise director, and then been jumping back and forth as a deputy cruise director, which was the old managerial role, and then got up to the cruise director just last year.
When you're on a ship that much, Marcus, I mean, do you wake up and say, where am I?
I wake up, and I do say that, but it's a good thing. I go, look where I am today. You know, whether it's in the middle of the ocean, new country, new ports, whatever the weather is, it's gratitude. You know, not many people in the world can get to experience what people on cruise ships do and just wake up knowing that you are somewhere different today.
Well, what's your why? What's the reason you love it and you continue to do it?
My why? It's the waking up every morning. Like I just said, you find yourself somewhere different. I love meeting people. I love meeting new people. I love learning. You know, you, for example, the ship we're on right now, this cruise, we got 57 different nationalities.
Wow.
So you're always meeting new people in this job, and I love listening.
And so apparently Great Britain and America lead the league right now in numbers, but I think Great Britain beat. If I had got that one more couple to travel with me, Marcus, we'd have led, right? One more couple.
It is very close. I've never seen like that. Top two countries. You got 815 representing the Brits, 814 for the States.
Man.
Things can be different throughout the cruise. I don't know what the final numbers are, but you know, some people may have left, some people may have joined. But from the beginning, it was fairly close. But nonetheless, it's everyone's been getting along. So,
a couple more minutes, cruise director Marcus. You have to know cultures. You have to know all kinds of things people do and don't do. For the most part, they're pretty loose on a ship. But man, if they come from this part of the world, they might do this. I mean, you have to kind of be versed in all that, don't you?
Yeah, Princess is very good at kind of acknowledging this and catering and curating a program for the guests and also for the crew. You know, the crew also have, for example, on the ship we're on now, we got 1,100 crew members. We represent 40 different nationalities. And I just think about the food they got to make every day. And, you know, some of the holiday celebrations each crew, each country will celebrate, you got to cater to them. So it's, and it's comes in with the, you know, from the office and human resources and the crew welfare side. But on the guest side of things, a majority of the time you'll find that everybody's kind of celebrating the same thing. There's a couple of things here and there people would request, and we kind of, you know, we cater to whatever makes them happy.
You guys do such a good job, but, you know, I know people, and some can be ridiculous, and some can be over the top, but you still have to handle it.
I was taught, how am I going to explain this? So, just got to accept the fact that...
You can't get them all.
99% of the people you're going to meet every day are in a very positive and happy mood. And life's not perfect, so you always get the one.
That's okay.
And if you can accept that fact, when you come across that one person, you won't get as upset. Because you know that was the one person I had to deal with today. Everybody else is fine.
What would you tell people listening in Central Illinois about cruising on Princess? Why should they cruise on Princess?
You got to come out. It's our ships are 17 ships right now, and we're continuing to build. We're continuing to grow. We're the rare cruise line that's been around for over 54 years. Not many other cruise lines can say that. And if you've just been listening, it's pretty much you come on a ship and you've got 40 different nationalities amongst over 2,500 guests. And we got something for everybody. Something for everybody. Literally, there's something happening every single minute on the ship.
It is remarkable how it all works, and it's remarkable how much food.
Don't forget about the free food.
I don't understand how it's hot. I've served 20 or 30 in my home, maybe 35, but you guys are doing thousands, and the food's hot. Marcus, that's pretty good.
Yeah, that's another massive operation that happens on ships. Here to give you some numbers, there's the 1,100 crew members, approximately 500 belong to the food and dining department. So 250 belong to the galley and kitchen department. This includes the chefs, the cooks, the galley staff. And then you have 250 that belong to the dining department. This includes everybody in the front of the house, all the waiters, waitresses, junior waiters, waitresses, room service, bar staff. It's the big operation on ships, 500 people.
And one last thing, it really was a love boat that launched Princess, was it not? Television, ABC, 1970s, didn't that really boost this, what was a small cruise line?
Yes. 1965, we came up with a ship called Princess Patricia, small-time ship, just cruising from California down to Mexico. All of a sudden, in the 70s, love boat not only blew up Princess, but it blew up the entire cruising industry. And all the people you grew up with on our TV show are still very much embedded into the roots of Princess today. They're coming on ships all the time. We call them our ambassadors, our Princess ambassadors. So shout out to those boys and girls from the love boat.
We've seen a few cruise directors in our travels, and you're a good one, Marcus. I really appreciate your time.
No, thank you for having me on, and shout out to Grace, daughter, for coming out and doing some of the Dancing with the Princess stars for us. Thank you. Thank you so much. Tony, for coming out.
Steve. Stevie J. I went to Sam's most famous tailor shop in the world in Hong Kong, and I talked to Sam. I talked to Manu, and he said, well, Stuart, it's great. See, you know what? It doesn't matter. Marcus, you meet thousands and thousands of people.
I keep looking at Stevie, and I'm like, this guy's definitely Tony. He looks like a Tony. He's going to be a Tony.
Hey, man, I look a little like a Tony. Listen, congratulations on what you're doing.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And, thanks for having me on. And hopefully we'll see you guys out there listening to this on a cruise ship one day.
It'd be awesome. That's Marcus Fuentes. He's the cruise director on Sapphire Princess. It's a wonderful ship. And he's terrific. He's got a little Tiger Woods in him. He's got that good-looking look and the sound. He speaks wonderfully. He's very, very good on stage. Diane, that'll wrap it up for now. I'm Stevie J, ESPN 93.5.
Stevie's thinking he'll be back tomorrow in studio. I'm hoping with the time difference and the travel, he'll might be discombobulated. Might be an interesting listen to. 7 to 9 a.m. here on ESPN 93.5. I'm at Diane_Ducey on Twitter. And, of course, you can hear podcasts of the show at ESPNCU.com. Jeremy Werner's show next. Enjoy your Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
Serve Pro of Champaign is proud to announce a purchase.